and welcome to Ben the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt, the Bud Knight.
And I am Sir Ezra, the Watchful. And friends, we are back with a little special today on our good friend, Davos Seaworth.
That is right. As you know, a while back, we made a, it must have been a raven in the podcast, but we did a video, and it was titled The Mysterious Isle of Skagos. And it's our best, it's our single best video on Bend the Knee, I think, by the way, on our, right. on our YouTube channel. Yeah. And so it has so many comments and so many people want just more about us talking about it. So I said, okay, we can do that. So, you know, with all of the news that's been coming out about Winds of Winter from George and talking about which chapters he thinks he has written and all of these things, I figured let's just sort of think about what do we think is actually going to happen on Skagos? What do we think is going to happen with Davos and Rickon? What do we think that sort of looks like in Winds of Winter? So where we leave, I guess, you know, Rickon, the last time we see him, he goes off, right?
Yep.
And he goes off with Osha, right? Remember Bran and when they leave after what happens with Theon when he takes Winterfell. And so Bran goes his way, Osha and Rickon go their way, and then we know they end up going to Skagos because that's where Manderly is talking to Davos and he's giving him the information. So Davos is on a path to go get him. Now in the show, what ends up happening is Davos doesn't go there, but then Rickon is brought back and ultimately he's used as a ploy in the Pink Letter to get Jon Snow to come over and fight in the Battle of the Bastards, and then Rickon ultimately dies. Rickon is not mentioned in the Pink Letter in the show, so what do we think is going to happen with him? And I guess my guess is that it will be told in the eyes of a Davos chapter. I think we're probably going to get, I would say, two Davos chapters minimally. I think maybe one of him going to Skagos and one of him coming back.
Yeah.
Could be a lot more, could be less, but I guess what do we think that Davos Rickon on Skagos looks like in Winds of Winter? Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting. I think Davos has always been this guy who is a commoner, right? And he shows us how high you can rise. He's again working for Stannis. I think he's the guy who's going to go there. He's negotiating, trying to rally again support and stuff for Stannis. But we're going to get Rickon. We've got this conspiracy. We've the Manderlys and everyone. They're working towards putting another Stark or the correct Stark back in Winterfell. And I think I'm not so sure that there's going to be, you know how they mentioned that there are cannibals there, right? And there's a lot of different crazy stuff going on there. I wouldn't be surprised if that's one, either that's it's so extreme and it's going to be something crazy and awesome, or it's actually not cannibalism and they're more of a secluded kind of, they give a good view of them, East Watch by the sea here. They actually, part of that stretch is north, right? Part of that stretch is a little bit beyond the wall, which George has said that Winds of Winter might go further north than we've been. So
Skagos, just remember, it is an island. It is east of sort of Westeros, east of East Watch by the sea. Part of it runs north. It is, however, considered part of the Seven Kingdoms. It is not considered, like, so even though technically, you know, I'm sure tons of wildlings live there, they are technically part of the realm. I would say, you know, consider them almost like the Moon Clans or the, you know, Mountains of the Moon Clans, right? That Tyrion goes. So, you know, they're wild-ish people, but, you know, there's trading that goes there. I mean, ports go there, but there's all these stories of unicorns and stuff like that, which I think a lot of people have said is probably similar more to like a goat, right? With like a singular horn, not like the fantastical unicorns we think of. Like in theory, right? Like a rhino is a unicorn, right? It has one horn. So it's probably more similar to that than it is, you know, My Little Pony. So I guess, you know, with Davos going there and then potentially bringing Rickon back, does he bring back an army with him? What's Rickon look like? Has he taken over? Do they respect him because he's a Stark?
Right.
I mean, there's so many angles it can go.
See, that one, it's people kind of get hung up here on this. Like, where do we go with Gagos? Because we don't really know much about it. And then does he come back? Is he too young? An interesting note here. And again, I do reference the show because these things happen and there are events. Like, John went in the show to Hardhome. We know he's not going there. He was planning a thing. He was planning to go there. And he's actually sent individuals up to Hardhome to help them out. But things are tough up there. And it's ironic right now that you have Manderly ships. You have Patchface's prophecy, where in which like mermen coming from the sea, you know, I'm not saying they're going to Skagos. Maybe that's all that means is they're going to Skagos. But could they also be going over to Hardhome? And there could, because Skagos is sort of like this odd kind of cousin to some of the wildling people. They're more wild than your northern, I guess other houses or whatever. So It would be cool to see him. If Davos saw that they were in need and he had the ships and the vessels to kind of go do, he might make a detour. He's that guy who does what's right. And there's so much evidence in the book series that will show you Davos, that no matter what the cost, he's learned the king's justice. He's given up his fingers. And he's raised his boys right. He wants to be kind of an upright man and live. He's a air quote, not necessarily a god. He's not a R'hllor man, right? But he's following the old seven there. He's a,
right. But, this is a cool piece of for those of you watching, for those of you guys listening, I've been pulling up because we don't have any sort of there's like one sort of piece of, I guess, official art that's in the World of Ice and Fire. And it's just this like rocky mountain.
You know, Jimmy, every holiday season, I find myself with a dilemma. And my wife's extended family Christmas, we do a white elephant gift and I never know what to get.
Well, Matt, spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. All in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling.
Yeah, they scour the globe for original handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. Here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their website. Things like chocolate from around the world, handcrafted cribbage boards, wine glasses, bourbon sets, just about anything you want to find that would be a unique or uncommon gift they have in their selection.
And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts that you can personalize.
And from holiday host to hostess gift to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you can find just anywhere.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/bendtheknee. That's uncommongoods.com/bendtheknee for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
This is sort of a fan artist reconstruction, and it would be a really interesting place to see. We never did see it on the show, of course, but yeah, you would be able to see the wall from this island, right? I mean, because it's so big and you're over there, so that would definitely be interesting. So I guess for me, what I have to think about is, I think what it's actually going to look like in Winds of Winter. I think, again, it's going to be a Davos chapter. He's going to go there, and then it's going to be him walking through Skagos in probably his first chapter, and he gets there, and he ends up seeing Rickon. I think they're going to actually – I don't think Rickon's going to be a captive or anything. I sort of think Rickon's going to be – it's almost like in Return of the Jedi when, like, C-3PO gets made God. You know what I mean? Ewoks. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of feel like it's going to be that. I don't know. I think it's just like, that's just something George would do, is here's this like 4-year-old kid and the people on Skagos worship because he's got a big dire wolf with him. You know, I don't know why. That's just sort of like this vision I have in my head. Like, so that's like my, I guess, fantastical view of it, but I still think it's probably going to go something like that. And then I think Davos is going to bring him back. I don't think he's going to be involved in the Battle of the Bastards at all, because I don't think that's going to really go down the same way. I still don't know exactly how that's going to go down in my mind. Because you and I are thinking more like John's probably getting resurrected at the end of Winds. So it could still be a battle in which maybe Sansa takes the Knights of the Vale to go take it after, if Stannis does die. So I guess I just don't see. You know, unless there's gonna be like another letter where Sansa's like, where Ramsay is going against Sansa and the Knights of the Vale, and he's like, "Hey, I've got your brother now." But I feel like we already played that out with the pink letter, so I just don't think we're gonna do that again. So I kind of almost think Rickon's just gonna come back, and then he's gonna reunite with the Stark group that's probably gonna meet in Winterfell after maybe Sansa or John with a wildling host in A Dream of Spring as we get ready for the big battle. And I think Rickon will be there. I think Rickon will probably be there for the big battle with the others or the Night King or Euron or whatever it is. And I think Rickon's surviving. I don't think we're going to see a ton of it. I think it's probably, again, I think it's probably 2 Davos chapters, one of him going to get him and maybe then another one of him like on a ship, riding back, having internal thoughts, coming back. Maybe he finds out Shireen was burned and we kind of, and he's just got Rickon there, and we kind of just go from there. So I think that's kind of my Rickon play. I don't think it's going to be a lot. I think Rickon will be a much bigger deal in a Dream for Spring.
Yeah. So 2 things for me. I mean, just like, it's the exploration of either Davos seeing Hardhome or seeing more, you know, beyond the wall or whatever. An interesting thought. And now this is going to sound kind of crazy because, you know, the old gods, and then you've got the 7 and all these different things, but like Catelyn being there still worship the 7. There, people have noted that they think Rickon that kind of represents the Smith, as in like Eddard represented the father, Catelyn the mother, the warrior was Robb, the maiden would be Sansa, the crone would be Bran, and the stranger would be Arya, and that left over like Rickon being the Smith and being one who would come back and maybe rebuild or come back and be in Winterfell. So when you think about like, that's just a theory again, someone has tossed out like an idea for that. Again, they worship the old gods, so I'm not so sure how that's going to, you know, work in there, whatever, but you know, George does that type of stuff. So maybe that there is something, to that. So yeah, I think it's coming back, it's rebuilding, and he's going to be a device that is used by the Manderleys or another house. And it's a part of this plan to take back Winterfell and put the Starks back in power and the whole thing. So, you know, Rickon could be that ultimate end game, but it's sort of the same thing you have in King's Landing. We have all these different people, you know, coming there in terms of Targaryens trying to lay claim to that throne. Well, now you've got Baelish wanting to put Sansa there. You've got the Boltons pretending that Arya is theirs and that she's wed to Ramsay and so on. And then you have Stannis now bringing in Rickon. He wanted to bring in Jon. So they're going to use these kids as a way to kind of get what they want. And it's kind of, that seems really kind of realistic. You know, George's writing is more based in real life events. So he's not a pawn, but I like your idea of him being someone that's more worshiped there. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I just, I don't know. I don't know why. You know, Yeah. I have to, you know, and you look at some of the houses that are there too and stuff like that. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. That's just without really like diving all the way into the that's my initial thought. If you just ask me, I just sort of have this vision. It's like he's like C-3PO in Return of the Jedi, like surrounded by the Ewoks, and Davos is going to walk in and be like, what's going on, bud? Like, So it's going to be interesting. So, all right, guys, just a short one today. We just squeeze in an extra little podcast in here, just because we just had enough time for just a short one this week. But stay tuned. We are coming back with a ton more, and get ready because we are about to launch the Bend the Knee TikTok. We have one up. There's a couple things there, but get ready. There's going to be a insane amount more as we get pumped up for House of the Dragon and everything coming up. So We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. It's the summer. This is where Ez and I kind of re-strategize.
Oh yeah.
The path going, you know, going forward. Good. So yeah, absolutely. And for anybody who's listening to this, I guess on Thursday, the day it's coming out, or perhaps the Friday, so the 16th or 17th, we will be over on Jimmy's channel, the Fantasy Network, yeah, talking all kinds of stuff, Song of Ice and Fire and all kinds of stuff. So be sure to check out his YouTube channel, the Fantasy Network, and we will be over there. So for any of you guys who happen to catch that, we appreciate it. And as always, guys, remember that winter is coming.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.